destined to rise in value. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then by selling your valuable data. But you don't have to give big tech website access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. When I use ExpressVPN, I'm anonymized anytime I go online, and your presence will be hidden, including your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's even more is ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone, computer, and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN that I trust at expressvpn.com/Kirk. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Kirk, expressvpn.com/Kirk.
This is Heidi Harris for Vegas Painters. I've been proudly telling you about Vegas Painters because they painted 3 houses for us over 15 years. They've been in business for decades. They are professional. Vegas Painters background checks and e-verifies all of their employees. They are licensed and insured, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Vegas Painters can paint your house. They can paint your warehouse. They can even do the small jobs, too. Let's say you want a room or two painted. Vegas Painters can do that, too. Go to VegasPainters.com for all the information about how that works. You can get an estimate, believe it or not, via email by going to VegasPainters.com. Just videotape your project, send it to them. They'll get right back to you. Or you can call 702-947-3333, 702-947-3333, and they'll do it in person and abide by all the social distancing rules. VegasPainters.com, VegasPainters.com, 702-947-3333, Vegas Painters, license number 53359.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden is getting set to roll out a $6 trillion budget proposal. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
It's not only a huge price tag. The president's budget blueprint for next year would run a $1.8 trillion deficit. His spending proposal includes major investments in infrastructure, education, and health care, and the White House plan would keep adding to the record national debt. Republicans oppose the high cost of Mr. Biden's plans, as well as the move toward bigger government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A vote is expected in the Senate soon on the establishment of a commission to study the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says senators should not need convincing that the riot and what came before it should be investigated.
The Capitol was breached for the first time since the War of 1812. Capitol police officers were brutalized. One was killed in the attack. I shouldn't need to remind this chamber of the scene on January 6th. We were all there.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he backs existing probes into the riot.
I'll continue to support the real, serious work of our criminal justice system in our own Senate committees. And I'll continue to urge my colleagues to oppose this extraneous layer when the time comes for the Senate to vote.
Gasoline prices are at a 7-year high ahead of one of America's busiest holiday travel weekends. But experts don't expect steep prices to keep eager motorists off the road. There's pent-up demand for travel after more than a year of caution during the coronavirus pandemic. The national average for a gallon of regular gas was $3.03 this week. AAA anticipates that 37 million Americans will travel by car and plane on Memorial Day weekend. That's up 60% from last year, but still below pre-pandemic levels. On Wall Street, the Dow by 141 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances. From mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans, Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, at the stroke of midnight on Monday, all restrictions connected to the COVID-19 health and safety protocols in casinos will come to an end. The Nevada Gaming Control Board made the official announcement yesterday, saying each licensee will now need to comply with its respective county's guidelines. The notice comes just as the Southern Nevada readies for the three-day Memorial Day weekend, when tourists are expected, and they already are, descending on Las Vegas in big numbers. The Control Board did confirm its agents would continue to enforce the governor's COVID-19 directives through the holiday weekend. And just in time, the Las Vegas monorail returns to operation today. The cost of riding the nearly 4-mile elevated electric transit system and its operating hours remain the same, but passengers will be required to wear masks and will be encouraged to maintain social distancing when possible. $1 billion, that's what the Oakland A's have told Clark County officials it'll take to build a Major League Stadium in Southern Nevada. Sources say the A's officials are interested in building a stadium on or near the Las Vegas Strip, like Allegiant Stadium. The team is also interested in pursuing a public-private partnership, similar to what the Raiders got when they, too, moved from Oakland to Las Vegas.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Huge crash with delays on Interstate 15 northbound beginning at Russell, but you're backed up bumper to bumper past State Route 160, Blue Diamond Road. Also, the three right lanes are closed as you squeeze through there. That's causing some congestion on 215 westbound at the 15 interchange as well.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, the Thursday before Memorial Day. Just a reminder, I'll be taking off tomorrow. That means Pat Casale will be in the host chair, and we'll have a best of for you on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we'll be back with live programming beginning on Tuesday. This is also the Thursday behind, well, essentially, it is the Thursday before holiday, and also the end of the 81st Nevada legislature. Hard to believe, but after all the talking about it, after all the talking about strategies and how bad's it going to be. Well, we're going to find out in the next couple of days exactly how bad it's going to be. That's why we have Daniel Honcharu on. He is the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And Daniel, the pace is picking up. It is breakneck right now. Tell me what it's like in Carson City.
So it's breakneck. We are in the final 5-day stretch of the 2021 legislative session, and we can expect the pace to accelerate even further, given the assumption, as it always plays out, that at some point over the next 24 or 48 hours, we'll see both the Senate and the Assembly basically suspend all procedural rules. This happens always at the end of sessions. It kind of makes a mess of things, so it's hard to predict with any real certainty what we're going to see come Monday at midnight once the session ends. But a variety of things could happen. You might see bills morph overnight into completely new bills with still the same bill number, confusing both lawmakers and the public. So for various reasons, I suppose I'm ranting to pitch that we need to amend this process in the future. The final week of the Nevada legislative session is always so chaotic and so hectic and so non-transparent. And I will give a kudos again here to real Annie Black. She has proposed a 48-hour notice requirement that cannot be suspended precisely for this purpose. And I encourage both sides of the aisle to seriously consider such an amendment.
But the chances of that passing both houses and being signed into law by the governor are slim and none. Am I right?
Well, it is less than slim. It is zero. It is not going to happen.
For instance, the DMV bill that was at least partially at the heart of the Settlemyer lawsuit is back, and they want it reintroduced as what is it, AB 488?
Yeah, it's AB 488, and when I saw them reintroduce this, I literally laughed out loud. I think you'll recall that just a week and a half ago, the Nevada Supremes declared by a 7-0 majority vote that Democratic actions in the 2019 session were unconstitutional in regards to two taxes. One of those was the DM fee, which was supposed to sunset, which they reauthorized without the constitutionally required two-thirds. So, of course, they reintroduced the same bill, but with provisions even worse this time around. Of course, the court ordered that all those fees that were collected be returned, and now it seems like the Democrats want those fees returned as well as new fees in the future for this purpose. And need I remind you that the only reason this tax was extended in the first place was because the DMV flat out wasted $30 million on a contract. Gone. Waste of time. So that's the reason they had to do this in the first place. It's all been a big political stunt that blew up in the left's face. And again, it's just another reminder to me that there is no such thing as a temporary tax in Nevada. I've encouraged all conservatives and all those on the left, for all practical purposes, to oppose this bill. I am quite confident that it will not get two GOP votes in both chambers as it would require.
Wow. And again, that's a result of the state Supreme Court ruling in that Settlemyer case that two-thirds is two-thirds, and you can't deviate from it. I just want to ask you, there is a, I think you've termed it a light green new deal that is out there. Is it supported by the GOP?
You know what? I was shocked by its support. I believe the bill number is SB 488. I need to double check that. It's not in front of me. I've called it the light green new deal because that's how I perceive it. Unfortunately, in my humble opinion, it passed the Senate unanimously. What this light green new deal does is continue to prop up the green energy racket. You know, solar, wind, with a series of continued and accelerating tax abatements and credit and tax credit schemes that give this industry an undeniable advantage over competitors. This is the wrong way to approach the issue. It just seems like the GOP, however, because they have no reasonable proposal offered, at least not that's been well marketed, seem to just rubber stamp the left approach here. I do expect, oh, by the way, the bill is, I think it is SB 488. But by the way, I do believe it'll meet fiercer resistance on the assembly side. I've talked with many conservatives there, who recognize what this bill attempts to do, in terms of further promoting the green agenda and encapsulating more of our economy to the government going forward. So I was quite frankly shocked. My message to conservatives is get a better message on the climate, on power generation. Start thinking nuclear. If you want carbon-free, that's where you got to go.
Again, Daniel Honcharoo joining us. He is the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. We're talking about the final 5 days of the legislative session. It's going to be crazy. The one that everybody is talking about is AB 321, the mail-in ballot changes, the ballot harvesting, and the fact that it's going to cost the taxpayers $17 million in 2022 just for the midterm elections alone. Can you talk a little bit about what's in this bill? Because there's been a little bit of confusion on the part of some as to what's in the bill and what's not in the bill.
Well, the prime element of the bill and the one that most people object to is the mail-in balloting provisions. You know, the idea, as we saw during the past two elections, that ballots will be mailed out to every registered voter across the state. And, of course, that was an idea that was contemplated and enacted during the summer session of 2020 and was always expected to be a temporary measure given the COVID environment we were dealing with at the time. However, now AB 321 seeks to make those mail-in ballots permanent, which is very unfortunate, not just in my mind, because it will increase the likelihood and frequency of voter fraud on both sides in the future, but also the fiscal note. You're right. It's going to cost an additional $17 million just for next year's midterms. The entire Secretary of State's budget for the last biennium was $35 million. It suggests to me we are virtually doubling our election spending for this inadequate purpose when we don't need to and we don't have extra money lying around like crazy. So there's a variety of ways to oppose this bill. It's going to go through, unfortunately. I don't see how it fails on a party line vote.
Will this require two-thirds majority if it's going to cost the taxpayers $17 million?
It will not, because it doesn't generate any revenues. It just reappropriates existing revenues, so a mere majority is all that is required, and hence that's why those on the right really have no chance of stopping this. And it's very unfortunate, and it's a reminder to us all that we need to seriously look at our electoral reform laws, which the left completely disregarded throughout the entire 2021 session.
Again, Daniel Honcharoo joining us, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. We're going to talk about taxes. Believe it or not, there is still talk about taxes, despite the fact that there is a slew of dough that's going to be coming into the state probably in the next 6 to 8 weeks, long after the legislative session has come and gone. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. In survey after survey, workers age 55 and older say running out of money in retirement is their biggest fear, even more than death. Well, the good news is there are things you can do to help make sure that doesn't happen. And here to help us understand some of those things that we can do to prevent it is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, how do we protect ourselves from running out of money? I know you do it day in and day out at Capital Financial.
Yes, Steve, one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is analyzing the way people are already set up when they come meet us. In other words, seeing what other people have set you up with, or if you're doing your own plan, what you've been doing. And we subject it to what we call the evaporation index. Based on the money you have and based on what you want to do in the future, how long would that money last before it's gone? Evaporating, in other words. So what we never want to have happen, I used to do this science experiment in class. We would plant seeds and we'd put some plastic wrap over it, and so it would keep watering itself over and again. So a terrarium. Remember terrarium?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so we want a financial terrarium where our money keeps replacing itself. So we take money out, we harvest, and then it replaces itself. And that's possible. We call that a financial fill-up, where we have an account set up that has principal protection in it, and every single year, all the way through retirement, guaranteed, you get an income check. It does not depend on the stock market. So some of your money needs to be in what we call the core. That's the money that's going to be there replacing itself and giving you income for life. And then the rest of your money can be in the market. Therefore, you don't worry when the market goes up and down. For the next 10 people, let's put together your very own evaporation index and total retirement plan at no cost.
The evaporation index. I like the sound of that, Coach. You heard Coach. You'll get the 3-book set and a box set on retirement. Just call or text right now, 888-702-6932. That's right, call or text 888-702-6932 for your no-cost or obligation portfolio review, plus all the extras. Call or text 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP and get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store, located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. The sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Daniel Honcharu alongside from Carson City, the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, and this special NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the good folks, men and women, getting stuff from point A to B all across the state of Nevada. We thank them for their hard work, and they're on the job every day of the week. I love these people. I want to ask you, there's going to be a slew of money coming into the state, and yet we are still talking about the possibility of taxes. Are there still some taxes that are on the board that will be voted on sometime between now and Monday night?
So the only tax on the board currently still is AB 395. That was the bill that would allow rural counties to impose additional property taxes for the purpose of capital construction projects. That only requires a mere majority in both chambers because it only authorizes and not enacts taxes. It's kind of the loophole around the two-thirds constitutional rule. So that's alive and that's going through, I think. I don't think there's much the right can do to stop it. But when you talk taxes in these next 4 days through Monday, you know, there's always the possibility of tax negotiations being agreed to. It's been long rumored that Republicans have sought some type of grandiose school choice package that might require or that they'd be willing to accept an additional tax increase if it came with a substantive school choice expansion. And the taxes that are being considered, I've been told, for such a proposal or deal would be the sales tax and gaming tax that will appear on the 2022 ballot unless something changes. And those were both proposed by the Clark County Teachers Union, of course. And the other big mining issue is on, or big tax issue is on mining. And we expect to see a mining tax ballot initiative on the 2022 ballot unless something changes in the next 4 days as well. The problem here is that because they're going to suspend all these procedural rules, we're going to have amendments and revisions on bills with zero public notice. They'll happen at odd hours of the night. The public will be left in the dark, just like what happened in 2019 when the Democrats ran through two unconstitutional tax hikes. So everyone should be paying attention closely this weekend is my point.
Well, and the fact is there are going to be bills that come from out of nowhere. There's all kinds of stuff going on. I'm not sure if you've been following this, but the Jill Dickman thing, apparently the Freedom Caucus has sent a letter to the chief clerk of the assembly, and they are calling on the legislative leadership to divulge essentially how this whole thing about the masks and all that, how that came to be. Do you know much about this? And you know, we've seen all kinds of talk about you know, Jill Dickman being escorted out of the assembly chambers. What do you know about it, and how did this thing come to be?
Well, here's what the general controversy was, and I've talked to Jill personally about this in the last week. She was escorted off the floor because she refused to provide what is essentially a vaccine passport, handing over your personal health information to the government. And I think that is a principled position to take. As to how the leaders in both chambers arrived at this policy, I am not in the know there, and I presume, as Republicans are calling for an investigation or inquiry, that they have more questions themselves to ask. But ultimately, I think it was also used as a political weapon, one that may have backfired in various ways, a la Annie Black a couple of weeks back, who is now a national celebrity, seemingly. You know, the idea that we have, the idea that these mask rules are still in place, you know, even for people like me, I'm not technically fully vaccinated until Monday, the last day of the session, but I will not enter the ledge building because I am principally opposed to the idea of a vaccine passport going forward. And I applaud Jill Dickman's efforts here.
I want to give you, and I'll give you as much time as you want, there's been a level of disappointment among conservatives that their views are not being expressed in the 81st Nevada legislature. Can you talk a little bit about